on 882 6PR. This is Perth Tonight with Chris Ilsley.
There's also a case of Ombudsman Tonight, or State Ombudsman Tonight. Chris Field joins us. 9221 882 is our telephone number. G'day, Sarge.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Chris is listening to you. Now, Sarge, I have to say that again because I don't know where you are, but your phone almost completely dropped out that time.
Chris, how are you, Chris?
Very well. Now, Chris Field is listening to you.
Yeah, hi, Chris.
Hi, Sarge.
This morning is regarding transport. I don't know if you can help me. This is to charge. It's been a strong
Sarge, we got a problem that your phone just keeps dropping out. I don't know if your mobile are on hands-free. If you're somewhere where you could be. If it's possible for you to pull over somewhere, that would be really good, because what's happening is we're getting yep.
We might need to get the telecommunications ombudsman on
this.
Is it clear now?
It is. Don't move.
Okay. I'm going to stand there.
Good
I'm
man.
Just calling in regarding a Department of Transport issue. This is to do with this charge, Mr. Sheehan here.
It's crook again.
I haven't moved. Sorry.
Let's try again.
Now?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I will come it open now.
Yep. Just ask again.
Yeah. This is to do with Department of Transport issue. They used to charge us $107.62 every year for administration fee. Now, this year around, they've increased to 93% to $200 flat. And I complained about it, but no response proper response has been received from them.
Well, Sarge, thanks so much for your call. The Department of Transport and one of the major government departments is certainly within the jurisdiction of the State Ombudsman's Office. This particular issue of yours I'm not familiar with in relation to the particular fee, but can I simply say this, that if it's a matter that you've taken to the department, and like a range of the larger departments, they have people who are dedicated to resolving complaints that are brought to them, but if that hasn't been able to be resolved by the department, we'd certainly be happy to talk to you if you wanted to leave your phone number with Royston, and we'd certainly be happy to call you over the next day or so and see if there's an easy resolution to this. And I'm sure there would be a fairly quick and simple answer to this particular issue that you're raising.
Yeah, surely, Chris, because, you know, I understand, you know, if there is an increase of $5 or $10, you know, or obviously to a certain extent, like up to whatever the interest rate or whatever the thing goes on, like 3.5% or 3.6%, but not $97, you know, increase in a year, you know?
Yeah, and look,
a hell of an increase.
Well, all I would simply say, so as I say, I'm not talking about this particular fee because it's not one that I want to comment upon without the details. It's certainly the case that when we're looking at matters, we're looking at how government is administering law and policy. So certainly if there was a particular legislative or policy issue around that, that wouldn't necessarily be one that we would be substituting our views for, but certainly the administration of it is something we can look at, and we'd be delighted to look at it to see what the appropriate outcome is.
Do you understand fully what Chris was saying?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. No problems, yeah. If you don't mind, you know, to look into it for me, and I can get in touch with you. Yeah.
No problem, Sarge. What we'll do is we'll pass you back to Royston, and he'll grab your information, and we'll certainly pass that on. Actually, you made an extremely valid point there, and it's one of the reasons why I wanted to make sure that Sarge fully understood that. If you have, let's say, for example, the government decides to increase a fee, and you complain about a department and then says, well, I'm terribly sorry, but the fee for whatever is increased by 100%, and you think to yourself, that sucks, which, by the way, I agree with you, it does. What Chris is saying is that his office, that's effectively a government directive to that department. His office doesn't have any power over that. The only thing you would have power over is the way they administrate it. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So we don't, we're not superior to Parliament. We're subordinate to Parliament. So we don't certainly substitute our views for the elected officials of this state. I'm an unelected official. I'm here just to ensure that the laws of the state and the policies that are made under them are administered fairly, correctly, lawfully. That's my job. It's an important job, but it's certainly not one that's for me to substitute my views for those who make the law.
Understood. Charlie.
Yeah, how you going?
Yeah, good, mate.
I've got an issue with fines enforcement because I had a company and what happens is I got a fine in the courts and the fines enforcement people then take over the registration if you don't pay the fine, right? Now, it clearly states on the website that you are able to enter into an arrangement, right, with fines enforcement, even on a company, yet if you ring up and say, well, look, I've got to enter into a negotiation, right, because I can't pay that lump sum, it's impossible, they say, bad luck, we don't do it, right, we will not enter into an arrangement. And therefore, the vehicle, which is essential to the company, is not licensed.
So what you're saying is, I know that as a private citizen, if you've got a fine and you haven't paid it, it's your driver's licence they suspend.
Correct.
You're telling me as a company, what they do is they deregister your vehicle.
Correct.
Yeah, Charlie, thanks for your call, which we value. In relation to fines enforcement, it is something that my office can look at. And there will be different circumstances with fines enforcement. Sometimes the most appropriate way for those matters to be resolved are to exercise the right that you have to take matters to court. In other cases, it will be appropriate for us to look at. It's all that depends on the circumstances of the particular case. So in a case like yours, the only way we can really make sure that we're giving you the correct answer is for you to talk to my staff. And we're always delighted if you wanted to leave your number for us to be able to pursue that. But certainly, generally speaking, fines enforcement is an area where if we ourselves aren't the agency who will be looking at that and giving you an answer, certainly can assist you with where you ought to go.
Yeah, because they've just basically said bad luck. Right, and now
that sounds odd, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And then they've left it to the sheriff, right, to take action, right, and confiscate the vehicle. Now, I don't own the vehicle. The finance company owns the vehicle. I'm paying for it, but I don't actually own it. So, you know, I mean, it's a silly situation. And, you know, anyway, I've lodged a complaint with them, but I've had no response. So, yeah, I'd like to... I'll contact your office tomorrow.
Well, Charlie, that's exactly the right time to contact your office. Well, you have pursued a matter. You haven't either got a response or a response which you believe appropriately resolves the matter. Look, sometimes, not talking about your case in particular, Charlie, but sometimes the answer from a government agency will be, sorry, there's nothing we can do. Now, that may well be an appropriate answer, but sometimes it won't be, and it will depend on the circumstances. We'd be delighted to talk to you about it.
But the complaint is also that you need to read their website, and there's clearly it states on the website, you know, an incorrect fact.
Charlie, can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
First thing I'd do a screen capture of the website.
Yeah.
Okay, do a screen capture, save it as a file, so if there's ever any dispute about whether or not it was on the website in the future, you'll be able to say, here's the screen capture, and this was the date I took the screen capture.
Yep, okay, no worries.
Good stuff, and do get onto the Ombudsman. Clearly, there are some issues there, that there is no doubt. G'day, Steve.
G'day, Chris. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Chris and Chris. Chris, the other Chris you want to talk to.
Hi. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Steve.
I'm in the process of building a new home. I'm having all sorts of issues with the builder. So I just want to explore, how could I tackle the misrepresentations being made by the builder? Is it building commission, ombudsman, or a civil action to court?
It's a good question, Steve. Certainly allegations of misrepresentation, misconduct, not whatever it may be in relation to a builder just not doing the job that you understood you were going to get, thought you paid for, etc. They're not ones that can come to my office. So the State Ombudsman deals with government departments, with local governments, and with... universities as energy and water ombudsman with energy and water companies. So we don't take complaints about private individuals, and that includes builders and those contracts that people enter into with builders. But you've asked about where other places you can go, and it'll depend on the circumstances. There are a range of things you can do if you have an issue with a builder, as you've indicated, court, other public authorities, and government departments. So it depends on the circumstances. We're always happy to assist with those sorts of issues. So I won't tell you over the air which particular place you might want to go.
I will, eh?
And we certainly don't give you legal advice about it, but what we can say is this, beyond what Chris also wants to share with you, we'd always be happy if you wanted to ring up and quickly explain the details. We'd be able to direct you to the right place to go, or where we think would be the right place for you to go.
Steve, as luck would have it, based on your phone call, our representative from the Master Builders Association will be on the program just after 9 o'clock tomorrow evening.
Okay, I'll call him.
Yeah, it would be a very good person to call and to ask those questions.
Okay, then.
All right, because I can see exactly what Chris said. Predominantly, you deal with state government departments. You don't go out into the private sphere, although, as you said, you can direct people into different areas. You can say, well, this isn't our area of expertise. This is not an area in which we deal. However, if you speak to so-and-so, they will be able to help you.
Exactly, Chris. And some of the areas, for example, those who regulate and otherwise take complaints about builders, some of those agencies are within the jurisdiction of the Ombudsman. So sometimes once it gets to that stage, it may be something that we need and can look at.
Is there a dispute that you've had that you were never able to resolve for either party?
I don't believe we'd ever say, well, certainly we have no case that we haven't been able to close after investigation. And what our aim is to try to do at the end of an investigation is ensure that all parties feel as though the matter has been resolved in the most timely way, the most efficient way, and in a way where they feel as though it's been a fair, a scrupulously fair process. That doesn't always mean that everyone thinks they got the outcome that they wanted to get necessarily, although largely, you know, we try to make sure people are satisfied at the end of their complaint.
I was going to say, though, sometimes the art of compromise is knowing that you haven't got 100% of what you want, but also knowing the other side hasn't got 100% of what they want. And in some instances, even if you walk away and you've only got 80% of what you wanted, if you're able to look at it pragmatically, and if you're able to look at it truly objectively, you might sit down and say, well, on reflection, I did pretty well out of that.
Look, my reflection after 7 years in the job is this. The vast, vast majority of people who come to our office making complaints are incredibly reasonable in the pursuit of those complaints and very reasonable about their resolution. And similarly, on virtually every instance, government agencies want to sensibly, efficiently resolve complaints that are brought to them. That's been my experience. People generally come with a lot of goodwill and a lot of good sense, and that's on both sides, both the government and the citizen.
Do you have a particularly hard job sometimes, do you think?
Well, I think a lot of people in the community have much harder jobs than I do.
Well, look, it's always a pleasure. We look forward to having you in again next time.
Chris, absolute pleasure.
And it's nice to know that we can be in contact with people like yourself, and that you make yourself available and come in and allow yourself to be questioned and provide information that people otherwise wouldn't know. If you'd like to get in contact with the State Ombudsman, you may do so online at ombudsman.wa.gov.au or by telephone 9220 7555. 9220 7555.